Hey, welcome to Pure Health Radio, powered by Subway. I'm Kevin Taylor, joined by my co-host, Dr. Stephen Truskowski. Pure Health Radio is all about breaking down barriers that keep us from being the best we can be, whether it's ones we put up in front of ourselves or barriers that others have put in our way. We'll have athletes, artists, business people, entrepreneurs, doctors, anyone who has the tools to help you and is willing to share their knowledge. The common thing they will all share is a commitment to keep their health a main priority in their lives. Now, we won't have all the answers, but you might find some that you can apply in your life. And that's what this is all about. It's about service and helping everyone in what I think is the best little country on the planet realize their full potential. We all matter, and we all have a gift to offer. We hope you enjoy the show. Hey, welcome to Pure Health Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Taylor. This is my co-host, Dr. Stephen Truskowski. How you doing, Steve?
Doing quite well, Kev. How about yourself?
Wonderful. I'm feeling particularly happy this week because, as you may or may not have seen on Facebook, on the Run for Pompeii page or Kevin Taylor's page, we gave away $5,000 to a young lady in Exuma named Troy Ann Forbes. She was the first recipient of the Run for Pompeii / Give Bahamas / Exuma Foundation Canada scholarship. So she is off to Acadia University in Nova Scotia, $5,000 richer.
That's fantastic. And what was the criteria for this lucky young woman to be awarded this amazing prize?
Well, Troy Ann exhibited all the qualities of what we say a hero. She was excellent in athletics, academics. She was active in the community. She was basically the total package. Now, there was other people that were the valedictorian or salutatorian, and she was right up there in her grades, but it was her extracurricular and her contributions to the community that kind of pushed her over the top in the eyes of the Exuma Foundation. We at Run for Pompeii were merely the conduit to the funds to the Exuma Foundation, who had a committee that selected this young woman, as they are on the ground in Exuma.
Fantastic. You know, $5,000 will hopefully go a long way, and I wish her best of luck.
Yep. So Troy Ann Forbes, the first recipient of the Run for Pompeii scholarship. And a reminder to you all that registration is now open. October the 9th is the Run for Pompeii, the second annual. You can go to runforpompeii.com to register or check out us on Facebook at Run for Pompeii. The second thing I wanted to mention to you, Steve, is that I ran into a young lady named Sharon Andrews over at the True Bahamian Marketplace at Atlantis last weekend, and she is also known as the Coconut Queen. She has organic coconut oil and hair products, and we had talked a few weeks ago to Tamar Solomon down in the Cayman Islands about the importance of coconut oil and how healthy it is for you and how many uses it has. And I think you mentioned you may have known a couple of people that were into coconut oil here in the islands of the Bahamas, but I found this woman, Sharon Andrews, who actually is using the cold pressing technique we had talked about. So it's extracting, you know, with a machine right from the coconut. It doesn't go through the boiling phase.
Okay,
so scraping off the oil. This is like a cold press right from the coconut itself.
So it's brute force and not chemistry class.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. Yeah, like I said, over my time here, I've run into a few people that, you know, were seemingly doing similar stuff to the Coconut Queen, but kind of lost the follow-up. Never heard back from them. You know, bought a little bit of coconut oil and a few products, and that was it.
Well, she is going to come on our show in a few weeks. She's in Andros, so next time she comes into Nassau, she said she's going to come on the show. So meanwhile, if you'd like to check out her products, we'll give her a little plug here. She's Coconut Queen Enterprise, and if you'd like to look her up on Facebook, facebook.com/QC Enterprise. So if you want to check her out for all the products she has, and like we said, she'll be on in a few weeks.
As always, if you check out our website, purehealthradio.com, I'll share the Coconut Queen's Facebook page and contact details.
Very good. Now, Dr. T, a lot of people may consider the coconut a superfood because of its health benefits, but we're going to talk about superfoods in general today. What they are, we'll define them. What are some common superfoods that you can implement into your diet? And the big question, are superfoods really that? Or are these simply foods that are, yes, good for us, but only considered good because everything else for us that we consume in Western society is so bad.
I think it's a little bit of both, but our listeners are just going to have to tune in.
All right, so when we come back, we'll be talking about superfoods here on Pure Health Radio, powered by Subway. Pure Health Radio is brought to you by Subway, Custom Computers, and BAF.
Back in 1965, Subway's founders Fred DeLuca and Dr. Peter Buck teamed up with one simple mission: fresh sandwiches. The idea seemed crazy in a time when artificial foods and gimmicks were all the rage. As it turned out, they were right. Sandwiches made with freshly baked bread, fresh veggies, and delicious meats would stand the test of time. We were fresh before it was fresh to be fresh. Try our tender turkey breast sandwich, made with oven-roasted all-white breast meat and no artificial preservatives. It's hard to resist. The Subway sandwich. Sandwich Shop, founded on fresh.
Calling all primary and high school students. Did you earn an A grade on your final report card this year? Would you like to win a cool tech prize, such as a laptop, for the many A's you earned? If so, Custom Computers' 9th Annual A's for Excellence campaign is just for you. Bring your final report card and a government photo ID to our Harbor Bay, Cable Beach, or Old Fort Bay stores to enter for your chance to win one of two grand prizes. Call 396-1100 or visit aforexcellence.com for more details.
I'm free to live my life, yeah, yeah. Free to be me, yeah. The way I want to be, doing the things that I want to do.
Yes, I'm living my life, hey, B-A-F for life. Yes, I'm living my life, hey, B-A-F for life.
For life, B-A-F has got you covered.
We're back on Pure Health Radio with Kevin and Dr. T. Today we are talking about superfoods. It's kind of the latest trendy word in food, perhaps a food fad. But let's talk about what a superfood is. Let's define it.
To put it really simply, superfoods typically are plant-based, but there are some animal products and some fish and some dairy. But they're foods that are extremely nutritionally dense and overall thought to be good for our health. So if that's not a broad definition that can include quite a bit, I'm not sure what is, and we'll get into kind of the issues with that later.
Mm-hmm.
But the key things here are nutrient dense. And so what that means is there's a lot of nutrients, so vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, per gram of these foods.
It's a lot of bang for your buck.
And the opposite, or something that usually goes hand in hand with nutrient dense, is calorie dense. So calorie dense means a lot of calories per gram of food. So in an ideal world, we want foods that are nutrient dense, as you said, high bang for your buck. So, you know, something like blueberries, a common superfood we'll talk about later on. But you want something that's not necessarily calorie dense. So that means that you can eat quite a bit of it and still keep the calorie levels low. So you kind of get best of both worlds. Like you could eat a whole... It's not a terrible thing to eat a whole basket of blueberries or strawberries, whereas eating a whole bag of potato chips, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of gives you a fairly broad definition.
Right. I guess when you think about it, when people make their smoothies in the morning, for example, that's when they're able to make this nutrient-dense mix that doesn't necessarily take up that much room in the stomach. That's weighing you down and making your body work so hard to digest something. It's very nutrient dense without taking a physical toll on the body digesting.
And the other side of it is when they're not calorie dense, stuff that's calorie dense is typically full of fat or full of sugar or carbohydrates. So to use a smoothie as a great example, you can get a lot of nutrients with relatively minimal calories. Another great ingredient, you know, in literal and not so literal terms, is fiber. So when you're having the smoothie in the morning that's full of kale and chard and spinach and all these other fantastic foods, the fiber in them slows down digestion, keeps the food in your stomach longer, makes you feel fuller longer, so you can kind of last to your mid-morning snack or to lunch without kind of eating your insides. The other side being, while the food is taking its time proceeding through digestive tract, your body has a chance to extract every single little drop of goodness that it can, as opposed to something that's maybe more fatty, which, for lack of better terms, just passes right through us.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned fiber there and how it makes you feel full by staying in your stomach longer. Isn't fiber something we think of usually that clears our digestive tract or clears our whole system?
Well, fiber does a few things, but you know that is a really good point. In the stomach, because we can't break it down, or we can't break down, you know, insoluble fiber very well, it stays in our stomach longer while our body is kind of breaking down all the other stuff that we can digest.
So the fiber just kind of doesn't go through the sieve, say.
Exactly.
It stays in the stomach as the nutrients go through the stomach into the intestines that digest, but the fiber stays in our stomach a little longer, thus making us feel fuller.
And you said almost like a sieve, so the fiber itself is almost like a sieve. So All the food is all mixed up, and you know, as the body works through it, it's got to work in and around the fiber to get the food sufficiently broken down to pass it on to our intestines, where we actually start absorbing some of the nutrients.
I see.
And then the other job that fiber does is further down the track, more say in the large intestine, which is where it starts helping with regularity and avoiding constipation, because the fiber being in your digestive tract, I won't get into the physiology of it, draws water in. By drawing water in, it helps you expel waste. So, you know, you can think of in your stomach, fiber slows down digestion, helps you stay full longer, which keeps you from maybe making a bad food choice before your next meal. And then further down the track, like you said, it actually helps kind of, quote unquote, clean us out.
Okay, very good. So when we look up foods, though, in our food pyramid, for example, which may or may not be applicable to this situation, superfoods don't really have their own category, do they?
Not in the slightest. The definition, like we talked a little earlier, of superfoods is sliding. And what's driving that shift typically is marketing. Superfoods, they're nutritionally dense. They're good for us. They're low in sugar. They don't have, you know, added fats or trans fats or added sugar or any of these other things that we really don't need. But like in reality, they should just be foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put the super label on, it's kind of like putting eco or green or natural in front of it really doesn't mean much. And you talk to the nutritionists, they'll say, you know, they're great, but this is just what we should be eating.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you said, a sad state of affairs that everything else is so bad that what we should be normal food is considered fantastic or super.
Right. So we'll take our break. When we come back, we'll talk about some specific foods, and these are foods kind of that have come onto the market in a big way in the past 4 or 5 years, and some that have reemerged as superfoods too, some things that we've been eating all the time. So we'll talk about foods like that when we come back right here on Pure Health Radio, powered by Subway.
Back in 1965, Subway's founders Fred DeLuca and Dr. Peter Buck teamed up with one simple mission: fresh sandwiches. The idea seemed crazy in a time when artificial foods and gimmicks were all the rage. As it turned out, they were right. Sandwiches made with freshly baked bread, fresh veggies, and delicious meats would stand the test of time. We were fresh before it was fresh to be fresh. Try our tender turkey breast sandwich, made with oven-roasted all-white breast meat and no artificial preservatives. It's hard to resist. The Subway sandwich. Sandwich Shop, founded on fresh.
When it comes to technology, don't you want it all to just work? At Custom Computers, our know-how team is dedicated to delivering custom solutions that not only work, but work just right for you. And if anything goes wrong, we'll fix it. Fast. Whether you need a new desktop, laptop, tablet, smartphone, TV, or a complete system for your business, we've got you covered with only the most reliable brands and service. Call Custom Computers at 396-1100 or visit us at Harbor Bay, Cable Beach, and now Old Port Bay.
I'm free to live my life, yeah, free to be me, yeah, the way I want to be, doing the things that I want to do.
Yes, I'm living my life, hey, B-A-F for life. Yes, I'm living my life, hey, B-A-F for life.
For life, B-A-F has got you covered.
We're back. It's Pure Health Radio with Kevin and Dr. T. Today we are talking about superfoods. Superfood seems to be the sexy new food fad, and we'll analyze that a little more today. Let's talk about some specific foods that have been labeled as superfoods. And now keep in mind, these haven't always been superfoods in terms of being labeled as such. And some are probably a little exotic.
And some are probably in your fridge right now.
Some are probably in your fridge right now. So that brings us to the first one on our list here, blueberries. Blueberries are something that everybody kind of loves. It's a very generic tasting berry, nothing special about it, but it's now been labeled a superfood.
Yeah. The basic reason behind blueberries being labeled a superfood is, like all the rest of them, it's nutrient dense. Unlike some of the more tropical fruits found in the Bahamas, blueberries don't have an exceedingly high amount of sugar in them. So again, so the calorie density is on the low end, but they're full of phytochemicals and antioxidants. And so, such as a lot of other dark berries and dark foods, you know, I'm sure our listeners have all heard the expression, eat the rainbow. You know, blueberries are a great example. They're full of antioxidants, have a decent amount of fiber, they're bite-sized, relatively decently priced, probably a little better than back in Canada than here in the Bahamas. And it seems they have a good marketing arm. Big Blueberry does a good job portraying them as a superfood.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in this article that we've both read, a lot of the similar chemicals that confer this superfood label on blueberries are found in things like raspberries and strawberries. And the one knock against, say, strawberries versus blueberries, strawberries have a higher sugar content. So, and you can taste that, like a really sweet strawberry versus the kind of the average blueberry, it's the sweetness is quite different.
Yeah.
So again, this is a common one that many of our listeners have probably have tried before and have in your fridge, and great way to kind of add some nutrients to your day, whether in your smoothie, you can sprinkle blueberries in your cereal, you can put it on your salad, you can have them on your own. And if you get the big plump ones, they're actually really good frozen. You know, just like grapes, you freeze blueberries or freeze grapes, and they're actually like little popsicles.
My wife came into the living room the other night and sat down with a white wine full of frozen blueberries.
A white wine? Sorry.
She had white wine with frozen blueberries inside it.
Oh, using them as...
as like a cooling
as
mechanism.
Ice cubes.
Yeah.
It's funny. I've done that before. Like water, mm-hmm. sparkling water, mint, like mint leaves, fresh leaves, and some blueberries. Just gives you a little bit of flavor. If you want to muddle them up in the bottom, you get a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So you can literally have your wine and enjoy blueberries along with it.
And as with most berries, Dr. T, we should try to look for organic.
Yeah, I'd even say if you have to make choices in terms of where you're going to spend money on organic, I'd almost say all berries. You know, they grow quick, they have a soft skin, and they can really internalize the pesticides and herbicides that are used.
All right, so let's talk about the next fruit on our list here is kiwi.
So kiwi is another one of these fruits that's been around for quite a while. I remember, you know, made a big splash back in Canada when I was a kid. And its benefits are similar to melons and berries, you know, high in vitamin C and lots of antioxidants. Again, eat the rainbow, kiwis are green, there is some specific chemicals, we're not going to get into, again, the biochemistry of it, but this is something that, sound like a broken record here, nutrient dense, calorie density is reasonable, it's bite-sized and it's portable. And for you insomniacs out there who might be struggling with getting to sleep, staying asleep, or feeling refreshed in the morning, there was a small study published in 2011 that suggested that eating kiwis can help promote a better night's rest because they contain the neurotransmitter serotonin. So you get to eat a delicious fruit and it might actually help you get a better night's sleep.
Next on our list here is beans and whole grains. Now this is a pretty wide category, I don't know, on its own, but I know the sexy thing now in beans and grains is quinoa, this Mexican grain that everybody's going crazy about now. In fact, when you go to the States, you can get a whole bowls of quinoa that have as the base for your meal. So quinoa is slowly taking over where rice is leaving off.
Gotcha. One quick thing about quinoa, and this is a common one, is that it's actually not a grain. Cooks like one, acts like one, but unlike a lot of grains, it has protein, vitamins, minerals, fiber, and antioxidants. So again, nutrient dense, but not completely full of calories when compared to something like noodles and rice. Taking a step back, you know, this whole category of beans and whole grains, I'd be willing to bet most people, if we surveyed folks on the street and said, can you list five superfoods? I'd be willing to bet with pretty high certainty that no one's going to say beans or whole grains. Again, superfoods have this connotation of being exotic and sexy and colorful and, in a word, expensive. But earlier on, we did talk a little bit about fiber. And so beans have this magic combination of a little bit of protein, a little bit of carbohydrate, and a little bit of fiber. And as I mentioned earlier, or to expand on what I was talking about earlier, there's actually two types of fiber. There's soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. So insoluble fiber, it basically lowers our cholesterol. We have excess cholesterol in our body. It sticks to the fiber, for lack of better terms, and gets expelled. Soluble fiber, on the other hand, is what gives us that feeling of fullness. So in our stomach, because we can't digest it, it just kind of sits there and hangs out. We feel full. Our stomach literally physically is full. That sends a signal to our brain saying we don't need any more food. So you can kind of use fiber to almost trick your brain into feeling a little bit fuller. So this is why most people, this is why most nutritionists, dietitians, and myself, if someone's trying to make changes to their diet or trying to limit calories, adding a salad to your lunch and dinner is a great way. Not a lot of calories, sticks in your stomach longer, and keeps you from getting hunger longer. Plus all the other benefits of the vitamins, minerals, and everything else.
Next on our list is nuts and seeds. And I think we talked extensively about nuts in particular, as this is a source of good fat for us.
Yeah, good fat's another one of these kind of keywords that's floating around in terms of diet and nutrition these days. But it's true, and we've talked about this before, where you're sitting around having some almonds or walnuts or whatever nuts, and someone will walk by and be like, man, you know, how can you eat those? They're so full of fat. Again, we need a third of our diet from fat. Sounded like a broken record here. But seeds, nuts, when they're not covered in chocolate or candy coating or excessive amounts of salt and trans fat oils, they're really actually great for us. Again, they're portable. They don't need to be refrigerated. You can leave some in your car. You can put some in your backpack. You can have them in the office. They're in a lot of ways for today's society perfect. The one downside, and this is what's different from a lot of the other foods we talked about, is that seeds and nuts are actually quite calorie dense. So whereas, you know, you can have a whole bowl of blueberries and it's only going to be a couple hundred calories, you have a large serving of almonds or peanuts or walnuts, you can pack down a significant amount of calories. So with any of these foods that you kind of could eat from the bag, my recommendation is always put them in a bowl. Measure them out, put them in a bowl of some sort, because everybody's had that experience where there's a bag of chips or crackers or something on the table, and because you're not paying attention, you don't see how much is left, all of a sudden the bag's gone. Mm-hmm. So if you just set a serving with these seeds and nuts, they're great. And even better is you have some seeds and nuts with some berries and maybe some of the other foods we're going to talk about later, and you really get a good little meal out of it.
All right, time for our next break. When we come back, we will talk about some more of those foods, including a new favorite of people everywhere, mostly white people, kale. We'll talk about that and much more when we come back on Pure Health Radio, powered by Subway.
Back in 1965, Subway's founders Fred DeLuca and Dr. Peter Buck teamed up with one simple mission: fresh sandwiches. The idea seemed crazy in a time when artificial foods and gimmicks were all the rage. As it turned out, they were right. Sandwiches made with freshly baked bread, fresh veggies, and delicious meats would stand the test of time. We were fresh before it was fresh to be fresh. Try our tender turkey breast sandwich, made with oven-roasted all-white breast meat and no artificial preservatives. It's hard to resist. The Subway Sandwich Shop, founded on fresh.
Calling all primary and high school students. Did you earn an A grade on your final report card this year? Would you like to win a cool tech prize, such as a laptop, for the many A's you earned? If so, Custom Computer's 9th Annual A's for Excellence campaign is just for you. Bring your final report card and a government photo ID to our Harbor Bay, Cable Beach, or Old Fort Bay stores to enter for your chance to win one of two grand prizes. Call 396-1100 or visit aforexcellence.com for more details.
I'm free to live my life, yeah. Free to be me, yeah. The way I wanna be. Doing the things that I wanna do.
Yes, I'm living my life, hey. B-A-F for life. Yes, I'm living my life, hey. B-A-F for life.
For life. The F has got you covered.
And we're back. It's Pure Health Radio. I'm Kevin Taylor. My co-host is Dr. Stephen Truskowski. Today on the show, we are talking about superfoods. Before the break, we wrapped up on nuts and seeds. Moving on down our list of superfoods, and this is no surprise. This is very hot now. It's kale and dark leafy greens.
Yeah, if anybody spent any time on the internet or above ground in the past few years, you've heard about kale. And kale, you know, dark leafy green, in the same family as Swiss chard, collard greens, spinach, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower. Unlike some of these other foods, there's actually been a fair bit of study on kale and on a chemical in particular called sulforaphane, which in previous shows we've talked about has a protective effect against certain types of cancer, including the BRCA2 breast cancer. So I'm not saying that eating kale or broccoli is a magic bullet and going to prevent you from developing cancer or another condition, but there's this sulforaphane chemical changes genes in your body, which helps you detoxify against other carcinogens. So you get the benefit of antioxidants, vitamin C, dark leafy greens have iron, plus fiber, plus now we're talking there's some potential protective effects against cancer. Of all the foods we've talked about, this is now starting to sound a little bit more like a superfood. Again, one of the issues with superfoods is the marketers. So now kale's everywhere, you know, from kale smoothies, kale chips, kale is in, you know, lasagnas, sauces, you name it. But again, it's starting to verge into some of these kind of less healthy choices.
Like a chocolate covered kale or something like that.
I'm sure it's been done somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Or some of these, like I love kale chips and I make kale chips. But some of the ones that you see for sale in the store, they're fried. If you read the label or if they're not fried, they have garbage and kind of non-nutritional.
A lot of powders are dumped onto them to make it essentially taste like potato chips.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, if that's the case, then just go have a few potato chips and leave the kale in your salad bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I mean, the kale chips are good for me, right?
Yeah. So true. Like, even when I make them, it's still, they're a treat. It would be a business I'd like to get into. I think they probably cost more than saffron and gold by weight. But like I said, of all the foods we've talked about so far, I would firmly put kale and broccoli in the superfood category for all the reasons we've discussed, and then back to nutrient dense and not calorie dense.
I find kale's a little bitter. A little more bitter than most lettuces.
I think that probably comes down to preference. There is a little bit of a bite to it, and there's different types. There's like curly kale, which if you've seen it, looks really quite curly. And then there's dinosaur or dino kale, mm-hmm. which kind of looks like scaly, almost like kind of like crocodile skin.
Yeah.
And they all do have a slight different taste. But if the bitterness is what you don't like, you can try a steamed or sauteed kale. It just kind of takes a little bit of that bitterness out. You still get all the benefits, all the fiber. And if it helps you eat what I consider to be a superfood, then spend the extra 2 minutes and steam it over some water on your stove, a little bit of salt, a little bit of olive oil, and your way to the races.
All right, next on our list is sweet potato and squash. Now, sweet potato, I notice when I go abroad, sweet potato seems to be an option now. Instead of French fries, normal fries, you're able to get sweet potato fries. It's finding its way into most restaurants. Sweet potato is hot right now, Dr. T.
Literally and figuratively. Again, sweet potatoes and squash, they kind of fit the same reasons as the leafy greens. Again, high in antioxidants, lots of fiber, very nutrient dense. You know, if you think of sweet potatoes, you know, anything that has a bright color to it, typically, you know, those colors come from antioxidants and vitamins. So, you know, sweet potato versus white potato. You mentioned a lot of restaurants are giving that option now. So absolutely, choose the sweet potatoes over the regular potatoes. That said, sweet potato fries are still fries. So people can fall down that trap or slip down that well quite easily. No, I made a healthy choice. I had sweet potato fries. You still had fries. Mm-hmm. It's like when I used to have my office in the Harbor Bay Plaza, and one of the establishments there sells smoothies. And there'd almost be a little bit of smugness with the people walking around with the smoothies that were green versus the people walking around with smoothies that are other colors. The reason I mention this is they both had upwards of 30 grams of sugar. So it's
through the fruits they're having, or just they're
through the fruits and like six pumps of like mango.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So
syrups and stuff.
Yeah. So people got to get a little bit careful with labels. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'd say something to some people, they finish a workout and they're all proud of themselves and they go get this smoothie that's the size of my head. And they just ate every single calorie they busted their ass on the beach burning, plus an extra couple hundred just for good measure. Mm-hmm. And sweet potato fries, you can kind of go down that path. So if you can have French fries, they're a better choice. But they're still fries, they're still cooked in oil, and they're still covered in salt.
And you also, you get all the sugar when you add ketchup to it also.
Absolutely. And despite what the U.S. government says, ketchup is not a serving of vegetables.
Especially when tomatoes are a fruit.
Exactly. And for our listeners that may not have heard that, in the U.S. lunch program at the public schools, that was how they could work around some of these rules and serve pizza, because the sauce on the pizza was a serving of vegetables.
Right.
And the ketchup with the fries was a serving of vegetables.
Right.
And if that's not some sort of backwards twisted reality, I'm not sure what is.
Okay, last on our list, Steve and I are plant-based eaters, but we do have to mention that there are some meat options, some animal protein on the list of superfoods, and these include fish, specifically salmon, sardines, and mackerel.
So these are all cold water, relatively deep fish. And the main, or one of the main reasons that they would be included in a superfood list, is they're high in omega-3 fatty acids. And again, without getting too deep into it, omega-3s, anti-inflammatory. If anybody takes fish oils, this is primarily what they are. They're mainly omega-3, maybe a little bit of omega-6, help kind of reduce inflammation if you have some active inflammation in your body, or limit it from even starting if you don't. Further, there is some research to suggest that these omega-3s help protect us against things like stroke and heart attack and other issues with our arteries. So good across the board, though I might add, one of the common complaints, statements, or even excuses people have as to why they don't eat fish or don't eat as much fish is mercury. And eating smaller, shorter-lived fish is a great way to avoid mercury. So big fish like shark, tuna, even mackerel, because big fish eat smaller fish, mm-hmm. which eat smaller fish, which eat smaller fish. And this is this concept called biomagnification. So if one little small fish gets a tiny bit of mercury, and then if bigger fish up the food chain eats 100 of those, they're going to internalize all that mercury. Then if the bigger fish eats that one, so by the time you get to the big boys at the top of the food chain, they can be loaded with mercury.
Sure.
or other contaminants.
So the key is to eat lower on the food chain then.
Absolutely. So sardines, small, you know, the fisheries are coming back, reproduce quickly. They're not around long enough to absorb a lot of these toxins. Smelt, anchovies, you know, these, again, these small fish, just don't have the time to build up the toxins, and are thus, you know, you get the benefits of the omega-3s without most of or without any of the negative effects of the heavy metals.
All right, great. Let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some the exotic fruit of the year. And we'll also discuss whether or not this term superfood really means anything at all, or is it just a big marketing ploy? So we'll talk about that and much more when we come back right here on Pure Health Radio, powered by Subway.
Back in 1965, Subway's founders Fred DeLuca and Dr. Peter Buck teamed up with one simple mission: fresh sandwiches. The idea seemed crazy in a time when artificial foods and gimmicks were all the rage. As it turned out, they were right. Sandwiches made with freshly baked bread, fresh veggies, and delicious meats would stand the test of time. We were fresh before it was fresh to be fresh. Try our tender turkey breast sandwich, made with oven-roasted all-white breast meat and no artificial preservatives. It's hard to resist. The Subway Sandwich Shop, founded on fresh.
When it comes to technology, don't you want it all to just work? At Custom Computers, our know-how team is dedicated to delivering custom solutions that not only work, but work just right for you. And if anything goes wrong, we'll fix it. Fast. Whether you need a new desktop, laptop, tablet, smartphone, TV, or a complete system for your business, we've got you covered with only the most reliable brands and service. Call Custom Computers at 396-1100 or visit us at Harbor Bay, Cable Beach, and now Old Fort Bay.
I'm free to live my life, yeah. Free to be me, yeah. The way I want to be. Doing the things that I want to do.
Yes, I'm living my life, hey. B-A-F for life. Yes, I'm living my life, hey. B-A-F for life.
For life. Yeah, BAF's got you covered.
Hey, welcome back. It's Pure Health Radio with Kevin and Dr. T. Today we are talking about superfoods. Are there real superfoods? Do they really exist? And this segment we're going to be talking about these exotic superfoods. You've probably seen Dr. T at the cash register. They have these different types of berries that they're selling, which is fine in terms of a superfood. That's wonderful. But they're all covered in dark chocolate. So one may negate the other, but one of the really hot fruits now is this acai fruit, I think it's called, acai berry.
I'll be honest, I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce it. And I've seen those same things at the checkout. But the market will tell you, oh, but the dark chocolate's full of antioxidants as well. Mm-hmm. So it's just magnifying the effect of the $30 a kilogram acai berries or pomegranate or whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind telling you, I'm down with that. As a chocolate lover, if someone says dark chocolate's good for me, I'm just gonna go ahead and believe them.
Oh, but it is. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that a little later. But it's one of those things. Like, if you're gonna have chocolate, eat chocolate. If you want to eat it with some dried fruit, have at it. But that's a treat. You know, again, it's back to these people walking around with the smoothies. You're still, even though it's green, there's still 40 grams of sugar in that sucker. At the end of the day, that's still chocolate. So sure, chocolate is dark chocolate made correctly, can be good for you. It's this, the way the marketers twist this stuff is what kills me. Anyways, I digress. So even though acai berries have been around for a while and they've been available in North America for a little while, they're still kind of coming onto everybody's radar, my own included. So basically, acai berries are considered to be a superfood because they have anti-aging and weight loss properties. And these are two kind of magical, mystical concepts in the world of nutrition, marketing, and weight loss. You know, if you can say that a food has either of these two qualities, let alone both, they're worth their weight in literal marketing gold. Mm-hmm. The thing is, the facts often don't support these claims. And like you mentioned earlier, there's no real definition of what a superfood is. It's almost like an exotic food that companies can market as being super and charge a premium price. So again, the acai berry is a little inch long, almost looks like a stretched out pink raisin if you've eaten the dry ones. In my opinion, not particularly palatable. You said you had some chocolate covered ones recently. And again, you put chocolate on just about anything, it's going to be delicious. But again, The acai berry, it comes from the acai palm. It's native to Central and South America. And some studies, I didn't dig too deep into it, show that the pulp from the fruit is higher in antioxidants than cranberries, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, or strawberries. But one of the issues with that is, how much antioxidants is enough? Just because a fruit or a food item has more antioxidants than another, does that make it super? You know, these, in my opinion, these are valid questions. Further, shows like, say, Dr. Oz, that, you know, like to peddle products, they have had stuff like acai berries on multiple times, and again, use the magical word of weight loss. Problem is that the studies that have been done so far have shown acai berries actually have no known health benefit that's different from any other similar foods. So if you want to eat acai berries because they're high in vitamin C, high in antioxidants, fantastic. But you can get probably similar results from the berries I just listed, strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. And if you're eating five different berries, you're going to get kind of five different, slightly different antioxidants, five different vitamin profiles that give each one of those berries their color, as opposed to eating one. One of the other issues with something like acai berries is they're perhaps only grown in a small area. So this, you know, all of a sudden this being a world commodity can lead to degradation of wherever that particular berry
sure that crop yeah or the people that that harvest that
yeah or they'll displace other stuff that they need to live on to sell this cash crop, which is fantastic when for them, I guess, when the cash crop is selling. But all of a sudden when the market falls out, now they don't have their own subsistence crops, and they were relying on the money they made from growing the acai to go to the market to buy other food. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this has happened around the world from, you know, at the village level to country levels, when, you know, when countries only grow sugar and then the sugar market falls, or countries like Canada pin their whole economy on oil and then the oil market falls. Same sort of thing.
So I wonder then, there are some exotic fruits mentioned, as we said, in the noni fruit, dragon fruit, rambutan, pomegranate. I wonder if then we can put in some Bahamian fruits that can qualify as a superfood when we think of... not necessarily a Bahamian fruit, but grown here in the Bahamas is the neem plant. You got your moringa, you got your breadfruit, you got sugar apples,
soursop,
you know, things like these. These perhaps can be qualified as quote unquote superfoods also.
Again, like we said, there's no set definition, and you know, we're going to kind of set our own today. And I'd agree completely. If there's food naturally growing in your environment that is kind of in some sort of harmony with the ecosystem that it exists in, how is that not a superfood? You know, particularly when the trees in your yard, and you know, maybe you put a bit of fertilizer on it, but you're not putting pesticides and herbicides and all this other stuff. And this is a fruit that you're sharing an environment with. So would it be healthy to eat nothing but mangoes all day, every day? Probably not. There's a lot of sugar in it. But we're not saying to eat all these other superfoods for every meal of every day either. And I would agree entirely. We've had Daphne Maolis from Abaco Neem come tell us all about the benefits of neem. We had Tamar Solomon a few weeks back tell us all about the benefits of coconuts. We're going to have the Coconut Queen on in a few weeks. So, you know, I would agree completely that some of these foods in our environment, or any food that naturally grows in your environment, could be considered a superfood. And maybe in the future we can get someone on that's more of an expert on the local Bahamian fruits.
All right, very good. Let's take our last break of the show. Before we do that, let's do our trivia question, which is brought to you by Subway, who remind us to eat fresh.
The trivia question this week on Pure Health Radio is, name three dark leafy greens.
The first listener on Pure Health Radio's Facebook page to answer the question, like the page, and share the page will win a delicious smoothie from Liquid Nutrition packed full of superfoods. Today's trivia question brought to you by Subway, who reminds you to eat fresh.
Back in 1965, Subway's founders Fred DeLuca and Dr. Peter Buck teamed up with one simple mission: fresh sandwiches. The idea seemed crazy in a time when artificial foods and gimmicks were all the rage. As it turned out, they were right. Sandwiches made with freshly baked bread, fresh veggies, and delicious meats would stand the test of time. We were fresh before it was fresh to be fresh. Try our tender turkey breast sandwich, made with oven-roasted all-white breast meat and no artificial preservatives. It's hard to resist. The Subway Sandwich Shop, founded on fresh.
Calling all primary and high school students. Did you earn an A grade on your final report card this year? Would you like to win a cool tech prize, such as a laptop, for the many A's you earned? If so, Custom Computer's 9th Annual A's for Excellence campaign is just for you. Bring your final report card and a government photo ID to our Harbor Bay, Cable Beach, or Old Fort Bay stores to enter for your chance to win one of two grand prizes. Call 396-1100 or visit aforexcellence.com for more details.
I'm free to live my life, yeah, free to be me, yeah, the way I wanna be, doing the things that I wanna do.
Yes, I'm living my life, hey, B-A-F for life. Yes, I'm living my life, hey, B-A-F for life.
For life, the F has got you covered.
We're back for our final segment here on Pure Health Radio with Kevin and Dr. T. We are talking about superfoods. Now, we've listed all these superfoods, Steve, and we've talked about the importance of these foods and how it's a good idea to incorporate a lot of these in your diet. And we're not trying to mislead anyone because these things are, for the most part, pretty healthy for us. But the term superfood, we aren't really being genuine when we call a food a superfood, are we?
Not in the slightest. In reality, we've touched on this earlier, superfood's a marketing term. A fairly exclusive marketing term, and it's seemingly applied to expensive, exotic fruits, or in some vegetables as well, meaning that the profit margin that much higher. So we talked about pomegranates earlier, and there's a chemical in pomegranates that's difficult to pronounce, so I'm not even going to butcher it on air, that's been shown to be protective against certain types of cancer. The thing being, red raspberries have been found to have the exact same chemical. But the powers that be, there's more margins to be made on an $8 pomegranate than a $4 pint of raspberries. So again, such as any food or anything we're doing, you have to look at the motivations of who's trying to convince you to eat them. Mm-hmm. We don't have any vested interest in big superfood. You know, myself and yourself, like, I don't own a pomegranate plantation and you don't have an acai berry island, so to speak. So I think people just need to be aware that superfood is just a label that was made up to make them sound better.
Yeah, there's little evidence that any of these fruits and vegetables are any better for you than other fruits and vegetables. But I think it's good to point people in a direction of incorporating these into your diet. And if people think that they are superfoods and that leads them to incorporate more of these fruits and vegetables into their diet, I think that's a good thing. But as you did mention, because it's kale or because it's almond or because it's an acai berry doesn't mean when it's drizzled in, you know, a pound of chocolate or just little diced up pieces or in some chocolate, that doesn't mean you're getting the nutritional benefit from these quote unquote superfoods.
And that's another big criticism of some of these superfoods, either how they're processed. No. Either how they're presented to the public, like, again, the easy example of chocolate-covered acai berries or chocolate-covered blueberries, you're right. Like, that can negate, one can negate the other. Another side of that is how they're processed, how these superfoods are made. Now that there's kind of pressure on the producers, and some of these foods only come from a small area, small geographic area, it may force producers to cut corners. So a good example would be green tea. So green tea is known, widely studied for having antioxidant and I believe blood sugar effects in terms of positively bringing it down. The difference being, say, in Asia where it's drank, it's a fairly weak tea, not served with sugar, but has medicinal benefits, and it is very much a tea drinking culture. Whereas in North America, predominantly in the U.S., green tea in a lot of places has gone the way of sweet tea. So it's water, sugar, with a dash of tea. So again, the context can completely negate the health benefits. Just because one thing is super doesn't make up for the fact that other things you're consuming are unsuper.
And now as we wrap up, I like what you said earlier. If it is grown locally on your tree, pick it and eat it. Chances are it is a local superfood. To these people in South America where these acai berries grow, an apple to them probably is quite exotic, and maybe they think an apple is a superfood. So it's all your perspective. A lot of people that may come here might see a dill tree and lose their minds. Oh my God, I've heard about this sapodilla. You know, I can't believe it's here. I'm eating it. So it's all your perspective. And you know, we here in the Bahamas have access to all these wonderful fruits and vegetables that grow locally, and that's what we should be eating. Those are our superfoods.
Exactly, and perspective is everything.
So the term superfoods could be a false shortcut when what is really needed is a lifestyle change.
Could not agree more. You know, superfoods, the way they're portrayed in the media, are a lot like vitamins. I don't have a problem with using vitamins as a supplement. If you can't get enough of something in your diet, and you're making your best effort and you're eating whole foods and drinking water and doing all the things right, then absolutely supplement or add to your diet. And superfoods can be much the same. If you need an extra boost of antioxidants or fiber, or you're worried about a particular condition, you can use superfoods to kind of add to your diet. They're not going to make up for all the other bad choices, and they shouldn't displace all the other foods that aren't lucky enough to have the super label. So having one handful of acai berries a week shouldn't mean that you stop having your apple a day, or your orange a day, or your green salad every day. These things should add to your diet as opposed to leading you to actually take things away.
That's a great way to end this segment, Steve. I know I didn't talk to you about this, but I'm just kind of realizing as we record this show, today is June 23rd, which makes it 2 years for me since I've had a drink, an alcoholic drink, that is. So I just wanted to express my gratitude for those that have helped me through this period of recovery for me. And I wanted everybody who may be suffering out there to know that there is help out there, and don't be afraid to ask for help if you find yourselves in the throe of some addiction, not just alcohol, but it could be drug or food, or, you know, there's tobacco. There's a lot of addictions out there. So if you find yourself in the grip of an addiction, just know that there is help out there. Steve and I have posted our Facebook page, and we're welcome to take on any questions. If you'd like to ask me more about my road to recovery, the road I'm still on, I'm happy to help share any info I have and help to put you on the right track. So you're not alone.
2 years, Kev. Nice work, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. On behalf of Dr. Steven Triskin,